Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The air is a little better. You go out to walk because that's all we can do.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
And
nothing
you've
else.
Noticed.
Yes. It's very nice.
That layer of brown that usually is around.
I saw Los Angeles for the first time a day or two ago. It's a really interesting
looking
city.
It's a lovely
city.
Place.
Yeah, not bad.
So we're going to talk about this now because it's not just happening here. It's all over the place. Greenhouse gas emissions dropping because we're all stuck inside. Rob Jackson, senior fellow at the Woods Institute for Environment at Stanford University. So, Rob, how much of a drop are we talking? Have they put numbers to this yet?
Yeah, we have. We had a paper come out today, in fact, that suggested worldwide emissions have dropped about 1/6 for carbon dioxide pollution. And here in the U.S., there was a week or two in April where they were down 1/3. So that's a really huge amount. And people can see the blue skies, just like you said.
But the fact of the matter is, though, right, that the damage done to the Earth took a long time, relatively, anyway, and certainly within our lifetime span, to be a cause. And it's not going to be reversed, is it, by a few weeks or even a few months?
It's not. And so we're really talking about two different things. You know, the air pollution that you see, the nitrogen and sulfur and particulates, that comes and goes within days, right? So, you know, when people stopped driving within a couple of days, the skies were amazingly blue. But carbon dioxide pollution from greenhouse gas emissions, it stays in the atmosphere for a century or more. So we're still, you know, we're still dealing with pollution from the early 1900s now and even before that. And a couple generations from now, we'll still be facing the same pollution that we put in the air today. So we really need to look at greenhouse gas emissions more systematically. And short-term decreases like this are not going to help that much.
And it's just going to come back anyways, right, when we start all driving and going back to work again eventually.
Well, that is one scenario. They'll certainly come back some. I mean, no one wants to see pollution from greenhouse gases drop because, you know, tens of millions of Americans are out of work and because we're all stuck at home. That's not a sustainable way to address climate concerns. But maybe we can learn some things from the virus. I mean, there are cities like Seattle and Milan, cities all over the world that are saying, you know, we liked what we saw when we closed some roads off and opened them to bikes and pedestrians, and we're going to keep them that way. You know, who likes to commute an hour or two a day? And so telecommuting may become much more acceptable and normal. So I think there are some good things that will come from this.
But on the other side of the coin, I was reading the other day that in New York City, there's a real concern that while now the traffic is greatly reduced, in fact, it's pretty much non-existent, that as businesses start to reopen, a lot of people, in the absence of an effective vaccine that may be, what, a year away, maybe never, will be reluctant to go back to mass transit, which, of course, is what New York City is famous for, and will instead go by cars, thus increasing the amount of car traffic.
Yeah, I think there's definitely some truth in that. I mean, imagine stepping on a crowded subway car now. Our whole view of that experience would be different when you don't know, you know, whether the person next to you is healthy, things we never thought about before. I think until there's a virus vaccine, there will be concerns about public transportation, but that vaccine will come. And the broader question is, you know, will we learn from this experience? In 2008, with the recession, one of the benefits that came from stimulus funding was solar and wind development. It really helped jumpstart that industry. And I hope we use this experience and stimulus funding to put people back to work in ways that will transform transportation and mobility.
Right. How do you maximize the moment? Is it that there has to be something almost written in saying, look, we got to work on the green economy?
I think there's some of that. I mean, first of all, this is a tragic happening, and the best we can do is learn from it. But I think we can write things in policy. That's happening. Putting people back to work, electric cars, storage. I mean, California, here we are on a 20-year odyssey to decarbonize our electricity and rethink city air and transportation. So this is a nudge, or perhaps a jolt is a better word, to jumpstart that process.
What about, we mentioned Mike and I here in L.A., but what about, like, you're up in Stanford, right? So is it noticeably different where you are?
Well, it is. I mean, our air stays a bit clearer than yours because it gets flushed out more quickly from the air. But, yeah, absolutely. We have had beautifully clear days. You know, sitting on my back porch, I can look down across the valley, and, you notice the blue skies, the lack of, the lack of pollution. I mean, cars and coal still kill tens of thousands of Americans a year from air pollution, and we're seeing that disappear. I mean, we could have this every day, right, without staying home, if we were able to couple electric cars with clean power, and then think about other ways to catalyze mobility personally, whether that's biking or scooters or something else. There are ways to do this.
Rob Jackson, Senior Fellow, Woods Institute for Environment at Stanford.